start off with the antitrust policy and code of conduct. So if you want to take a moment just to quickly review this, and if you're interested in your spare time, you can always access it right off of our social impact special interest group wiki page, right to the left. And then I guess we can wait a few more minutes until about 10:05, so we'll do that. Quick question, could you guys see my screen?
I don't see it.
No.
Oh, my apologies.
We do now.
Now I can.
There we go.
Okay. Sorry about that. All right, so it's 10:05, so I don't want to delay this meeting too long. So let's quickly move towards the meeting. So I noticed that we have a few new folks on the call. So if it makes sense for everyone, we'll quickly go through a round of introductions just so everyone kind of gets to know each other a little bit. My name is Nancy Min. I'm the chair of the Social Impact Special Interest Group. I'm really here just to kind of facilitate and kind of, you know, encourage you guys to reach out to me or reach out to any of the folks, and I can help make that connection just to kind of get things going and to try to understand a little bit more about the different use cases for social impact. Jim, do you want to go next?
Sure. My name is Jim Couples. I'm based in Oregon, and I mostly use blockchain applications for agriculture purposes. Specifically in the regenerative agriculture field.
Hey everyone, my name is Nick. I'm based in Europe and I'm a CEO of a blockchain consulting company that works with both enterprise and small startups. This topic is extremely interesting to me. Looking to learn more how different folks have applied it in the industry.
Thanks, Nick. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Bobby Mascara. I'm the chair of the Learning Materials Working Group. I've been a member of the Social Impact Group for over a year and a half now, and I like the themes and the topics that are discussed here. I also started a social impact project of my own called The Giving Chain this summer, using Fabric, so it was very helpful. And the ideas that we developed our project from came from the social impact group. So, hello.
Hi, I'm Alfonso Bovela from Merida, Mexico. Blockchain Merida is our association. I have been a Metropolis consultant for urban innovation and blockchain. Our work is mainly on cities, public sector, and metropolitan governance. We are working with for a social impact collaboration that it's going to be announced shortly. I'm glad to be here. I have been part of the Hyperledger public sector group, And I'm exploring now two new groups, this one and with Bobby, the learning material development. I'm happy to be here and looking forward to work with you.
Thank you. Anyone else that we're missing?
Sean Wilborn here. I'm a 3L law student at the University of Miami, currently researching blockchain's implications and use cases for the waste and recycling industries. I've been reaching out to a few companies that are already in the space, so I can try to get them to do a presentation. But what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to mark my name down here for the 4th of February, and I can do a presentation on some of the work that we're doing and using AWS Hyperledger Fabric on AWS. So that's a little bit about me. And if you guys want to talk any trash or any waste, feel free to let me know.
Thank you very much, Sean. And we're going to look forward to your presentation on the 4th.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. My name is Alpin Shep, and I'm with Mercy Corps. We're a humanitarian organization, and work in about 40-plus countries, and have been testing the applicability of different kinds of blockchain networks and platforms to improve humanitarian outcomes. And we've been a part of the social impact group for some time, and I think over the last few weeks, I'm the one that has transitioned into the role now at Mercy Corps, and I joined in at the end of last year, but then I haven't been able to join in January until now, but I'm happy to be part of the call and learn more about what's going on. Thanks.
Thank you, everyone. Anyone else?
Hi, I'm Revathi. I also go by Ray. Can you guys hear me well?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, excellent. I live in India, but fundamentally I work with tech social impact companies expand their presence into the Asia Pacific region, and particularly with cooperatives. Not a lot of them use blockchain at the moment, so I'm kind of trying to learn more about the industry and how it's a natural fit for cooperatives, but if it's feasible and viable for the ones in this region to adapt them.
Excellent, thank you. Is this your first time joining the call?
It is. I would also love to contribute to the blog post and get to know the next steps on it. I'm telling that right now because unfortunately I do have to step out halfway through the call, but I still wanted to just introduce myself and say hi to everyone.
Great, sounds great. Thank you. And we'll talk a little bit about some of the different things that we're working on going forward. So just to kind of quickly recap with everyone on the call. So for the last call, what we really did was kind of focus on different areas that we want to work as a SIG in terms of the 2020 kind of roadmap. A couple of different things that were identified involved. So moving into the administrative itself is development of a kind of a new member guide. So for folks that are just joining us and folks that are interested in participating with the SIG, is really a way to kind of get information about the, you know, the community and ways to get involved. So that's one of the activities. So for the folks on the call and you know, are there any interest from you guys in kind of working on that effort or leading that effort?
I would like to learn more about it and, of course, be in any way involved. Maybe more be part of the project rather than doing it.
Thank you. Thanks, Nick. I mean, you can definitely kind of give input from, like a new member perspective on different questions that you may have and different ways that you can answer them.
Hey, Nancy. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, this is Revathi. Speaking as a new member, I can provide input.
Thank you. Sounds great.
And I just want to supply that the Learning Materials Working Group has a new member page that if you can navigate to that, there's some basic get a Linux login, how to edit a wiki page. So that information is there for us to use as the guide to start, if you'd like.
That would be great, Bobby. Just so I know where it is.
Go to, there it is.
This one?
And, yep, that's the page. And then it just shows okay. Right there, to get a Linux login, how to join a call, how to edit a wiki page, and how to get involved. So we can take those and do it specifically in a kind of script or something for just the social impact page.
Sounds great. Thanks.
By the way, guys, there was some kind of a background noise, and kind of a double hear myself and the other people. Just a heads up.
That might be me. I'll try to be mute when I am not speaking. Okay, excellent. And then, so that's going to be one of the efforts that we'll work on. And then we'll definitely shoot this out to the group as a follow-up to this meeting to kind of get more interest. And, you know, thank you for all those who volunteered to kind of work on this with us. In terms of the next activity, it's really, so one of the things that we talked about last meeting was there are a bunch of different Hyperledger meetups kind of internationally, and we have a list of those if you go to the meeting before, but one of the things that we want to do is identify the different SIG community members to see who would be interested in external speaking opportunities to speak about social impact, speak about this community in the SIG a little bit too. So one of the pages that we actually have for the social impact group. Is our SIG directory. So for those, the folks that are new to this call, please, you know, feel free to add yourself to this directory. Essentially, we're just putting down kind of your name, your email address, ways to reach you, your company roles, you know, different social media ways to get in touch with you, where you are located, and what projects you're working on. One of the things that Bobby was also added was whether or not you're open to speaking opportunities. So if there are ever cases where you want to go to a specific meetup, or if you we get asked for a list of folks to speak at different events, and we've had that in the past. We can just pull this list and be able to kind of send it off, and that way there's a centralized location for that. So for those of you, again, it's right, located right off of our wiki page. It's the first thing, it's the directory right here. And you will need an LFID account in order to edit that, but I think most of the folks here have that. Any questions about this before I move on?
I'm good.
Great, guys. The other thing that we talked about in the last meeting was connecting with previous community presenters to really kind of get an update on their different projects. I know Jim and Baptiste were talking about leading some of that effort. Jim, do you want to quickly speak about what you guys were thinking? Oh, as well as Bobby, my apologies.
Yeah, so we were discussing getting in touch with the people who've already presented. I guess there's a few things, but it was getting in touch with people that have already presented and reaching back out to seeing where their projects are now. And the other thing that Baptiste and I were discussing was also setting up some type of repository for articles related to blockchain.
That would be great. I do believe that we actually have a lot of folks who have volunteered some of the repositories that they've got, they have accumulated over the years. So I can forward those over to you guys. If you guys want to create a quick wiki page off of the SIG, SIG wiki page, and then you can start compiling that list.
That sounds good.
Great. So Jim, in terms of next steps, what are you guys thinking in terms of the timeline?
I haven't been in touch with Baptiste since our last meeting, but I don't know. It's nothing too heavy, so maybe we should just put a date by getting that done in time for our next meeting. 2 weeks seems good enough time.
Okay. And if you want, feel free to kind of draft an email to reach out to those folks, and we can kind of discuss that a little bit.
Got it.
Okay, sounds great. And if any of you guys on the call are also interested, so we also have a list of all the community presenters and presentations. So if you see right here, this is where we've been documenting the different presentations we have, and we try to put up links so that folks that are not able to join will be able to access them. But if you're interested, and I see Sean here, he's already added his project and when he's going to be presenting, but we'll also start expanding this list to future dates and times. So if any of you guys on the call are ever interested, feel free to add your name to this list for presenting any of the projects that you guys are currently working on. And if you're also interested, we have some of the contact information for the folks that have presented in the past. Feel free to reach out to them with any of the questions that you have. And we have recordings of all of our meetings. So if you go into our meeting agendas and you go to that date, you'll find a video recording of their presentation as well. So a couple other things that also came up in discussions. So first, the folks that are new and some of the folks, so Hyperledger is hosting a global forum in March, which is going to be from March 3rd to the 6th in Phoenix, Arizona. And there are two opportunities for the special interest group if they're interested. And one of them is going to be a special interest group kiosk, where essentially So Hyperledger is planning on having a booth, and if different special interest groups are interested, they can reserve a time period to kind of talk about some of the things that we're interested in and working on, and getting more visibility into some of the different stuff. So one thing I want to throw out there are these two different opportunities. The other one is a birds of a feather meeting. So if any of the folks on this call are also then attending the global forum, it could be nice to get together for a few, an hour or so during the conference time period, and we can have that
Nancy
be kind of marketed a little bit.
Hi, Nancy. It's Bobby. Yes? I'm on the committee for the global forum, and there is a discussion of having kiosks for the different working groups and special interest groups. So there might be a centralized place where we kind of recruit new members.
Yep, that's what David was talking about. So I guess building on that, is anyone on the call intending on going to the global forum?
I'll be there.
I'll be there as well.
Yes, there'll be someone from Mercy Corps there as well.
Great. So what we can do is we can start building a list of folks that will be going to the global forum and seeing if we can get enough of a quorum to set something up. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Hi, this is Revati. I live a little bit on the other side of the pond and won't be making it to Global Forum, but for folks like me who are not attending the forum, but who might still want to pitch in, if there is any way for us to contribute, you let us know.
Absolutely. I think a couple of different things would be, you know, once we do have a group of folks who are interested in kind of manning the kiosk, we'll definitely want to start building some different materials that we can hand off to any of the potential new members. So if you're interested in helping out with some of those efforts, I think there will definitely be more areas.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Thank you. So are there any other things that you guys want to bring up or discuss a little bit before we move on to the community updates? All right, moving on then. So in terms of the community updates, so for the folks that are new, some of the things that we like to do is have a look at some of the different events that different community members have attended and, you know, ask for a quick update just to kind of give everyone some breath on different conferences and what kind of happened that, you know, if you were not able to attend. But the other thing is a forward-looking list of events. So what we'll try to do is build up a repository of different upcoming events so that everyone in the community is aware of, and if they're interested, they can attend and schedule those events. So one of the things that occurred last week was the North America Bitcoin Conference. Bobby, were you able to attend that one?
No, I was not.
Okay. I don't know if anyone else attended, but that happened last week. But so in terms of a couple different upcoming events, so there is a Blockchain for Social Good event happening tomorrow in San Francisco. If anyone's interested, they'll be exploring kind of emerging cryptocurrency technologies. As we previously mentioned, there's going to be the Hyperledger Global Forum that's going to be held in, between March 3rd to the 6th. And then in April, there's also a Blockchain Revolution global event in Toronto, Canada. So if there's, are there any other events that folks on the call, you guys are intending to attend or something like that?
Hi, it's Bobby. On Thursday, I'm going to Philadelphia to the Diversity in Blockchain Conference.
In Blockchain Conference?
Yes.
I am blanking on the date. yeah, the 23rd. Awesome. And Bobby, if you can, please give us a brief update for the next call. We'd love to kind of hear about
that would be great.
That's out there. Awesome. So without further ado, are there any other items that any of the folks on the call would like to bring up?
This is Sean here, Sean Wilborn. I just had maybe a question or a comment, but I recently, and this is over the last week, was trying to build a network on AWS to just test out the Hyperledger Fabric. So if anybody has experience dealing with AWS and might be able to provide some insight, that'd be greatly appreciated. As of right now, I'm just going through some tutorials and working with their support team. But if anybody has any other experience using that platform, that'd be great. I just wanted to put that out there.
Thanks, Sean. And Sean, if you're interested, feel free to shoot an email on the mailing list. Sometimes we've had folks ask some technical questions and gotten pretty good responses.
Okay, perfect. Yep, I'll do that.
Great. So then I think that's it for today's meeting. So a couple of different things that we'll be following up on. You know, for any of the folks that are on the call, please feel free to add yourself to the SIG directory. And then we'll be working on that new member page. Thank you, Bobby, so much for the template that we can use. And then I believe, Jim, you'll be leading the effort for the community presenters. And then we'll create a consolidated space for the social impact resources. So if you guys have anything else, we'll be sending out meeting notes shortly. And have a great 2 weeks. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Nancy.
All right, have a great day. Bye-bye.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, Nancy. Bye-bye.